coming up on episode number 347, Sunday, and it's an all-request show. You can hear covers of the Ramones, John and Vangelis, and Denny Wilson. All this, some trivia too, coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It's July 29th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you requests, stuff that you've emailed me or called me and told me that you wanted to hear. Although, you know what? There aren't any call-ins on this show. We've got stuff coming up. I'm not even going to tell you who's coming up because it's just so darn good. And we'll have some trivia at the end of the show, as well as a giveaway at some point during the show. We're going to start off with a track that was requested by listener Derek. And where is Derek from? He doesn't say, although I think he is from the UK. He wanted to correct me on my pronunciation last week of Shirley Bassey. I said Bassey. It's Bassey, apparently. And I will, as a James Bond fan, I will get that right. So, he requested this song, performed here by Scuba, featuring Dew. I'm not going to tell you what it's a cover of, because it's so slick, and once you finally get that aha moment, and it clicks in with what you're listening to, I don't want to rob you of that. So, without any further ado, let's start off with a track by Scuba, featuring Dew, right now on Coverville.
Call me the The shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left, cause I've been laughing and blasting so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I never crossed a man that didn't deserve it, made me treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking or where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lined in chalk. I really hate to trip, but I gotta look. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like. On my knees in the night, saying prayers in the street light. Been spending most our lives living in the gangster's paradise. Been spending most our lives living in the gangster's paradise. Keep spending most our lives living in the gangster's paradise. Spending most of lives living in the gangster's paradise. They got the situation, they got me facing. I can live a normal life, I was raised by the strike. So I gotta be down with a hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool, money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and the green in my eye. Out gangster set tripping banger, and my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life to or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things is going, I don't know. Tell me, why are we so blind to see that the ones we hurt are you? Tell me, why are we so blind to see that the ones we hurt are you and me? Been spending most our lives living in the gangster's paradise. Been spending most our lives living in the gangster's paradise. Keep spending most our lives living in the gangster's paradise. Keep spending most our lives living in the gangster's paradise. Power and the money, money and the power. Minute after minute, hour after hour. Everybody's running, but half of them are looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's kicking. They say I gotta learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can understand it, I guess they can, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool. Been spending most our lives living in the gangster's paradise. Been spending most our lives living in the gangster's paradise. Keep spending most our lives living in the gangster's paradise. Keep spending most our lives living in the gangster's paradise. Why are we so blind to see that the ones we hurt are you and me? Tell me, why are we so blind to see that the ones we hurt are you and me?
That, oh, abrupt end there. That's Zita and Le Ukulele Girls from the Take Me for a Ride compilation, which is a promotional CD that comes from Audi. And it's Zita and Le Ukulele Girls doing Coolio's Gangsta's Paradise. That was a recommendation from Jean-Baptiste from Paris, France. Wow, thank you very much for suggesting that one. And, man, I got to fix the ending of that one. Before that, yep, you figured it out. It's Tumbling Dice, originally by the Rolling Stones, performed there by Scuba, featuring Dew. That comes from a 2006 compilation called Bossa and Stones, Volume 2. And I picked up both the first and second volumes of Bossa and Stones, because previously I hadn't had those, and I'm just blown away by how cool they are. Man, talk about fantastic dinner music, or if you've got a date, or if you've got just something romantic going on, put that in the background, and I swear it's better than side two of Led Zeppelin 4. Shoot, I messed that up, didn't I? Side 4 of Led Zeppelin 2? All right, which there isn't a side 4 of Led Zeppelin 2. Continuing on, this was... before I get to that, there is something else I want to do. First off, Cafe Press is having a buy 3, get 1 free sale, so if you're someone who wants a Coverville t-shirt or wants more to the point 4 Coverville t-shirts, then now is a good time to go on their site and buy those. Cafe Press... .com/Coverville. Slow down, Brian. Also, wanted to do a giveaway. A couple weeks ago on the show, I had an interview with Steph Paynes from Les Zeppelin, the all-girl, all-Led Zeppelin tribute band. I've got a couple of prize packs to give away, which include a photo of the band, a t-shirt, and a CD. And let's see here. I've got two t-shirts to give away, and I think one of them is, it looks like a women's size medium. It's kind of a skinnier baby doll kind of top, and the other one is a large unisex. So when you're submitting your answer to the following trivia question, make sure to let me know if you want the women's medium or the men's large. And of course, it comes with a CD and I believe a photo of the band. What I want to know is, when they came up with the name Led Zeppelin, they came up with it because, you know, they said this band is going to go down like a Led Zeppelin. But Page decided to change the spelling of Led Zeppelin, specifically the Led, L-E-D. Can you tell me why he changed that spelling? Do me a favor, email your answer to me, along with your preferred shirt size, at coverpod, coverpod, at gmail.com. I will set a deadline for this contest. You know what? We're going to give you a lot of time on this one because I've been kind of short with the other ones. So we're going to say August 31st for this one. Making a note of that right now. August 31st for the Les Zeppelin prize pack giveaway. Look at that, I'm giving away prize packs. It's just like a regular radio. So once again, let me know why Jimmy Page suggested they change the spelling of Led Zeppelin to L-E-D Zeppelin. And coverpod@gmail.com. All right, cool. Good luck. Let's move on, and I will ship internationally, so I know I always get a question about that, and yeah, absolutely. If you want to enter and you're in Kazakhstan, then just let me know and I'll ship it. Okay, now we're continuing on with a request. I did a Ramones cover story about a month ago, and Ken in Israel had a request for that, and I did not include it in the collection because there was a garbage version of I Just Want to Have Something to Do that I wanted to include from the same album. So I decided I'd play this one for him. I'm sorry, for him or her. I can't tell from your email if you are man or woman, but this is going out to you. It's a cover of The KKK Took My Baby Away, performed here by Marilyn Manson. Enjoy.
We'll be right back. days. Said she's going to LA. She never got there. She never got there. She never got there.
Death Cab for Cutie, performing their version of Matthew Sweet's Sick of Myself. Now, that was recorded on NPR's World Cafe on October 21st, 2005. A very, very cool acoustic version of Matthew Sweet's Sick of Myself. That was recommended by Scott Johnson, not the Scott Johnson of Extra Life Radio fame, who is an idol of mine. Nope, that's an entirely different Scott Johnson. Whatsoever, completely. Before that, the KKK Took My Baby Away, recommended by Kin from Israel. That is from the album We're a Happy Family, a tribute to the Ramones, which came out in 2003. An excellent compilation that, like I mentioned, had Garbage's I Just Want to Have Something to Do and The Pretenders' Something to Believe In. I'm a big Garbage fan, and I'm very happy to see that they have a new album out, even though it's a collection, it's a greatest hits collection. The fact that there are some, there's a new track and there's some remixes of songs and a DVD, I am pretty excited about that. All right, let's get to something else that I'm really excited about, this song. This is Friends of Mr. Cairo. You know how it is with some songs? If you don't hear it for a long time, all of a sudden you hear it, and all those memories of when you liked that song come flooding back. That happens to me with covers all the time, and it's even more so because I'm hearing those songs almost like it's the first time again. And this one is a perfect example of that. I love this. This was a recommendation from Rob from Calgary, Alberta, a faithful listener who heard about the show on the PC Gamer podcast. And thank you for checking it out. And welcome to Coverville, Rob. He wanted to recommend this one, Friends of Mr. Cairo, originally by John and Vangelis. This version is performed by Gio Aria. And she sounds like she may have an Italian or a Spanish accent, but the lyrics are in English, and it just sounds absolutely gorgeous, especially with the instrumentation. So let's get right into it. Here's Gio Aria from the 2006 album Like a Dream with the Friends of Mr. Cairo.
Straight be there.
Wow. About 4 minutes into that song, when they get to the line, the bow is going to break. I swear, hearing that and the harmony and the instrumentation absolutely gave me goosebumps. That is, that is the Peptides from the 2007 release I'm a Spy, with our cover of Mary's Prayer, which was a hit for Danny Wilson in 1986. It was kind of one of those underground hits, and the movie There's Something About Mary kind of brought it back out into the forefront. The original, very poppy version, but both in the original and, of course, in this version, they don't mention the word love once, although, as the Peptides point out, the song is spilling of it. So that is just gorgeous. Before that, another one of those songs that you remember from the 80s and probably haven't heard since. That's The Friends of Mr. Cairo by Gio Aria from her 2006 release, Like a Dream. Again, you know, a very poppy, upbeat electronic song that's rendered completely melancholy by the instrumentation and the vocals there. Well, let's welcome Tina to the Coverville Basement Studios.
Welcome. Hello.
Welcome to your basement, Tina.
Yeah, thanks. I don't get down here very often.
Yeah, what do
apparently.
You think of this place, huh?
Yeah, kind of nice.
Yeah, nice and cool.
Yes.
Before we get into the show, anything you want to talk about, mention?
Well, two things. Mm-hmm. One is I held the shower for a friend who was getting married, and funny enough, but a gal named Sean came, and apparently she's a big fan of yours, and I thought that was just crazy that, you know, I meet a fan of yours at a shower that I'm hosting.
Yes.
So hi, Sean. It was nice meeting you.
Oh yeah, she's probably listening.
Yeah, and then the next thing was we have a new member to our family. Did you mention this?
I didn't mention this.
we took in a kitty that was in desperate need of a home, or who knows what would have happened to her, but we took her in, and she's working out quite nice. She's mm-hmm. getting along with the dog, and she's just a very sweet, sweet cat. So her name's Sophie, and we're very happy to have a new member to the family.
There you go. Welcome, Sophie.
Yes.
Well, all right. Then without any further ado, let's get into Musically Challenged. This time it's a submission from Jean-Paul, not the same Jean-Paul who recommended the ukulele Coolio track we heard earlier, but a whole different Jean-Paul altogether. Hmm. That's the second time I've said that in this show. Let's get to Jean-Paul's Cafe.
Judy in the sky. Well, that's what you are. A lemonade pie.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Tina. How y'all doing? Welcome to Jean-Paul's Cafe. I've put together a dish for Coverville Roots of Rock and Roll style as kind of a tribute to the late John Fred of John Fred and the Playboys, who you hear behind me. I've got five covers of and one by a particular artist instrumental to the birth and direction of rock and roll history. I'm sure you know the drill by now, and since this is a six-course meal, I'll stop wasting time. Y'all ready?
Let's Mange. Do it.
Yeah.
Here is an aperitif to start with.
Hello, Josephine. How do you do? Do you remember me, baby? Like I remember you. You used to laugh at me. And I had a woo woo woo.
Okay, so we got to name the band there.
Yeah.
That sounded like Steve Winwood possibly on the backing. The main vocals sounded almost like Jim Morrison of the Doors, but the backing vocals I think were the clue on that one, and it sounded like Steve Winwood or somebody came to me while I was listening to that, and I can't pull out who it was. Oh, John Fogerty, maybe? All right, let's continue on. Already batting 1,000 here.
The soup is delicious.
Woke up this morning feeling low. Where my loved one used to live, she ain't there no more. Oh, me.
Okay, I recognize the singer.
Now I know it sounds. He sounds familiar.
For me, I'm living in misery.
All right, the singer there is. Do you want to guess before I say who I think it is?
It's not coming to me.
I think it's Randy Newman.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Okay. And Poor Me is the song. I don't know. Are you looking for the song? I guess we'll guess the songs, too. The first one was Hey Josephine, by the way, for guessing songs. Okay, let's get to the third one.
Would you like pepper on your salad?
Well, that's it sounded like Sheryl Crow. Is that who you were thinking also?
No.
Oh, really?
No, I don't know why. It didn't sound to me like Sheryl Crow.
Okay. And is that...
I don't know why, but Cyndi Lauper was coming to mind for some bizarre reason.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
You heard something that I didn't hear then.
Yeah.
And Real Gone Daddy, is that it? At the is that a Hank Williams cover? Ooh, I forgot what we should be... what the question was. Are we supposed to name these artists?
I don't know. He didn't say. He said, you know the drill.
Well, I think he did say, but... All
really?
Right,
okay.
Let's keep going.
Be careful. It's hot.
Ah, yeah. So that's Cheap Trick. I know that covering Ain't That a Shame. And that was originally Fats Domino, I believe.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just gonna dump out every
bit of knowledge.
We'll see what we get right in the answers.
Okay.
All right.
Try the wine and cheese.
Is this a celebrity? Like
a no, I think I played this. Yeah, I did play this. That's Lady Madonna by the Beatles. Who's covering that? I played that on the show. That's Fats Domino.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so there's a little bit of a connection there.
Huh. Okay, how long ago did you play it?
Maybe a couple months ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about some dessert?
I'm alone. That can be, and I'm waiting for your company, and I'm hoping.
Isn't this originally Johnny Cash?
No.
I'm walking. No?
It might be.
I swear I think it is.
Okay.
Johnny Cash.
Okay. This sounds like Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah.
In the cover. Who did the original of I'm Walking? You say Johnny Cash. I'm thinking it's Chubby Checker.
Okay.
Boy,
all right.
That's I should know that era a lot better than I do.
Y'all didn't guess it by now. That's a full plate of Fats Domino tunes I served up for
you. It was Fats Domino.
Oh,
course
okay.
5 should have been the giveaway, especially after episode 328. It's fairly well accepted that Domino's 1949 single, The Fat Man, can be considered the first rock and roll album, though that's disputed by some. You can hear that one behind me now. Either way, his vocalizations on the track were unprecedented at the time and quickly caught national attention. So, what was on the menu tonight? Well, your aperitif was a shot of the Flamin' Groovies from 1970 with a rockin' version of My Girl Josephine, a track Fats released back in 1960.
Oh yeah, of course. Do you remember me,
baby? Randy Newman was the bass for your soup, with a track from the 2000 film score for Meet the Parents. Poor Me was a Domino Bartholomew release in 1955, which climbed to number one on the U.S. R&B chart.
It's hard to tell. I'm not gonna kill myself. No, I might as well. Poor me. My side bend off on me.
Next, we had a salad of a Domino Bartholomew B-side tossed with the sultry voice of Sheryl Crow. I'm Gonna Be a Wheel Someday was fresh picked from a 94 compilation titled Fast Track to Nowhere, which also contains a Domino cover by Blues Traveler.
Then I won't want you. Everything gonna go my way, and I won't need nobody. I'm gonna be a real gonna get. Then I won't want you.
Your entree was Ain't That a Shame, done live and red hot in 78 by Cheap Trick. This single hit number 10 on the U.S. Top 100 in 1955. Pat Boone's Tamed Down cover saw much more airplay and subsequently hit number 1 the same year.
Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame.
The song has also been covered by Lennon and McCartney separately, The Four Seasons, Hank Williams Jr., Screamin' Jay Hawkins, and Ike and Tina Turner.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I gotta find some
Tonight's
of those versions.
Tonight's Wine and Cheese selection was the Fat Man himself, covering Lady Madonna. Lennon and McCartney modeled the song on Domino's style, and this was his tip of the hat to say thanks. Finally, your dessert was I'm Walking, sweetened by the incomparable Jerry Lee Lewis, recorded in March of 1973. When Domino released it back in 1957, this tune charted at number 4.
I'm hoping that you come back to me. What you gonna do when the well run dry? You gonna run away and hide. I'm gonna run.
And you know what's funny is I was thinking Fats Domino, and I was like, no, you wouldn't have done another Fats Domino. It's got to be Chubby Checker. But sure enough, it was all Fats Domino.
Yeah.
Last I heard about Fats, he and his wife were getting ready to move back into their Ninth Ward home in New Orleans. They rode out Hurricane Katrina there, and the flooding subsequently trapped him in their attic and destroyed the house beneath him.
Mm.
Since the storm, he released an album titled Alive and Kickin', and returned to performing live with a show in May at Tipitina's in New Orleans. Well, I hope y'all enjoyed your meal. Anytime you're hungry for more, stop back in the cafe and I'll fix you up some Louisiana delicacies. Oh, and be sure to tip your waitress.
I don't wait tables for my health.
See y'all later.
That's awesome. Very cool. Well, thank you, Jean-Paul, for that very creative...
Rest well, John. We miss you, buddy.
Very creative and well-themed version of Musically Challenged. Sorry, I didn't get the connection there until you mentioned it, but excellent, and love the style of that, too, so and the production value and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So
that was fun.
That was fun. Cyndi Lauper.
I know.
So that... You know, somebody actually thought we were having a little bit of a domestic dispute on the last show.
Oh, really?
When I came down on you for typing while we're doing the show. Rose,
in Australia, right?
Australia, yes. She said, oh, in Australia, we call that a domestic.
A domestic. No. Didn't even talk about it after that.
Yeah, you should hear our fights, though. Man, we have some...
We don't either. We hardly ever fight.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for Coverville tonight. If you want to get in touch with me to make a request of your very own, email is coverville@gmail.com. Phone 206-222-2683, or more easy to remember, 206-222-COVER. You can program that in your cell phone for easy dialing, not easy pronouncing. And then you can also post a message in the forums or on the weblog at www.coverville.com. Make sure to check out the website. I post a lot of stuff there with YouTube covers and announcements and things like that. So if you're only listening to the show, you're only getting half the story. You like that? I just made that up.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. All right. That's going to do it for tonight's episode. We'll be back on Tuesday night. I think it's about time for me to do an a cappella show. So if you have a recommendation for that, please forward it on along. Otherwise, I'll just pick stuff from the hat. So we'll see what we get to. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Hey, Tina, who's Coverville a proud member of?
Backbeat Media.
Yes, the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. And who provides the bandwidth for Coverville?
Oh.
It's not Cyndi Lauper.
I know. Shoot, I know it too, and I forgot. I don't know.
Cashfly.com.
That's
right. CACHEFLY. Cashfly.com.
Anything else I need to say?
That's it.